protecting the no-fly zone over Washington, D.C. When objects fly into forbidden airspace over Washington, D.C., all hell breaks loose. One consideration is it could be a terror attack, and no one wants to see the U.S. government become the victim, at least Americans. Recently, an unknown craft was seen flying over the U.S. Capitol, which sent Washington into panic mode. Nobody knew what it was. I would also have to say it seems something was very unusual about this craft in that it was not able to be taken down. The craft itself was said to have hovered over the Capitol for a few minutes before leaving. It is being said it was a flock of birds. Nobody knows if real was and or could be all sorts of other things, but there is one thing which is apparently undeniable according to reports, and that is the object was hovering. One of the problems we face is the fact improvements in aircraft are coming fast and furiously, as are improvements in stealth and invisibility. We can never be 100% sure any craft that violates the airspace of Washington is not from another country. Think about this: some leader of a radical country may believe he has an undetectable aircraft and to try it out sends it over Washington, D.C. Would any leader be arrogant enough to do this? We have all seen how some of these radical leaders act, so there is always a possibility this could happen. I am not even talking about an attack, I am talking more about a trial flight of an aircraft which some maniac believes is undetectable. There are other possibilities. One is the craft is a UFO, and by this I will further define it as an extraterrestrial craft. If this were true, it seems this would not be the first time this has happened. I have mentioned the fact before: in 1952, for several days, UFOs made fools out of us by flying over the White House, hovering and waiting for us to launch our planes. When we did, they took off, and this was repeated over a couple of days. What were their intentions? We have to remember this was not long after World War II ended, and it was the same year the hydrogen bomb was invented by us. We now know UFOs seem to be fascinated by places that have nuclear weapons and other places which produce power. We also know they have shut off our missiles several times. Were we ever given a message why, which has been kept secret? I have no way of knowing the answer to that, but they could have. Was this latest intrusion a continuation of the one in 1952 to show us they were still not happy with what we were doing with nuclear weapons? There is certainly a chance this may be true. There are those who say the truth is right in front of us and we don't know it. They cite the hundreds of crop circles with their strange symbols and claim that's where the message is, and if we could decipher it, the aliens would know we are ready to join the other races in the cosmos. Since I am talking about other possibilities of what the object could have been, I have to refresh everybody's memory about a certain postal worker and what he did. I think most of us have seen ultralight aircraft. Some look like hang gliders with engines, others look more traditional, and still others look like tiny helicopters. One postal worker owned the type that looked like the helicopter, and he flew his tiny aircraft right through the forbidden space over the White House and landed it on the lawn, which you can imagine caused quite a stir. The aircraft was so small it was unable to be tracked properly, which just goes to show you no matter how careful you think you are or how good your protection is, there is almost always a way around it. One would think it would be impossible to get near the White House, and if someone did with one of these micro-sized aircraft, they wouldn't be able to do any damage anyway. But is this true? I think it all depends. If one of these things was carrying a deadly disease which it could disperse that didn't have much weight or take up much room, it could be considered a very dangerous mass destruction weapon, even though it was light and small. What does all this mean for Washington and the government? Are there holes in their safety net? The answer is there are big holes, and for proof I cite what happened to one of the best protected buildings in the world, the Pentagon. During 9/11, the Pentagon was hit and over 50 people died, and yet no one has shown us a clear picture of what happened to a building which was surrounded by cameras. Many people agree it was not an airplane that hit it, as we were told, because the right markings were not on the building for airplane wings, and it most surely was a missile. Another reason was it is believed nobody could have flown an airplane a couple of feet off the ground that was the size of a commercial jet and hit this building so perfectly. The people that were supposedly flying these planes didn't even have training in how to land them and just rudimentary training in how to take them off the ground and barely fly them. The question is, how would terrorists be able to get their hands on a missile and fly it to the target so accurately? All of that is still an open question, and I believe we will never be told the truth. But back to protecting the airspace over Washington. How does one protect the airspace over the Capitol when planes may routinely wander into it and have technical problems and not be able to receive messages and such? Are we going to shoot down a plane loaded with hundreds of passengers because we might think they could be a danger? It is a very hard question to answer. Probably no one would want to do the shooting, including fighter pilots and people with handheld missiles. Maybe it is time to think of ways to deter craft from coming in, perhaps by launching ear-splitting sounds when the threshold is crossed, or launching some non-lethal warning at the plane. We can't just let craft keep flying in over Washington, because terrorists are getting more sophisticated, as are their weapons, and at some point, they may acquire something which could crack the safety zone.